ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
明けましておめでとうございます。
夏子です。
ヨシです。
Peter here, Happy New Year。 夏子さんヨシさん、I think、we're not even going to try to pretend that we're in the studio today and just let everybody know that, yeah, we're not here. But we did want to wish you a Happy New Year. So that's why we pre-recorded this show, to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And to teach you, to remind you, because Natsuko-san, actually last year, didn't we do a show about this?
Yes, I remember.
I remember too. And we had the alpha male.
Yeah, Kazunori.
Kazunori.So, today, short lesson just to refresh your memory. And that way, when you run into your Japanese friends, or the next time you speak to your Japanese friends, you can wish them a Happy New Year. For now, let's give you a short conversation between two employees, same two employees, that said goodbye to each other at the end of last year. This year, they're meeting for the first time. So how will they greet each other? Let's find out. Here we go.
明けましておめでとうございます。
明けましておめでとうございます。
今年もどうぞよろしくお願いします。
こちらこそどうぞよろしくお願いします。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。明けましておめでとうございます。
明けましておめでとうございます。
今年もどうぞよろしくお願いします。
こちらこそどうぞよろしくお願いします。
This time Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English.
明けましておめでとうございます。
Happy New Year.
明けましておめでとうございます。
Happy New Year.
今年もどうぞよろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me this year too.
こちらこそどうぞよろしくお願いします。
Same here. Please be kind to me this year too. All right, Natsuko-san. How many times will you say this expression, 明けましておめでとうございます, in the next 2 weeks?
Several dozens.
Yeah. Yoshi-san, how about you?
Maybe like 10.
Yeah, because you're just going to record it and then just play it when you meet somebody. Yeah, it's quite a long expression. That's why later in the episode, we'll give you a shorter version you could kind of use with your friends, not business partners. Let's take a closer look at the conversation. Natsuko-san, can you give us that greeting one more time?
明けましておめでとうございます。
Can you break that down?
明けましておめでとうございます。
And one time fast.
明けましておめでとうございます。
Now we translated this as Happy New Year, but let's take a closer look. So let's start with the kanji character. Natsuko-san, what does this character mean?
Well, the kanji used here means bright, and 明ける, it's kind of a special word, but it means becoming bright.Which means the sun rises and a new day starts.
Is there an expression for that?
Yo ga akeru.
Which means?
Sunrise.
And in this case, it's the sunrise of a new year.
Yes. It's not only the start of the day, but it's start of a new year.
In this case.
Yes.
And that's how it's become accepted into this greeting.
Yes.
And the full greeting is, one more time, Natsuko-san.
Ake mashite omedetou gozaimasu.
So, kind of like,Congratulations for starting a new year.
Yes.
All right. Very interesting story behind this phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we had...
明けましておめでとうございます。
Same expression used. So if you say this to someone, they'll say it back to you.
Yes.
Or if someone says it to you, then you say it back to them. Like a parrot. Just repeat what they say. This is followed by...
今年もどうぞよろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me this year too.Now, we had that expression when you first meet someone. Natsuko-san, we say,
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
as the final part of a self-introduction. Please be kind to me. Here we have an addition to that, and that comes before dozo yoroshiku onegai shimasu. That is,
今年も.
First word meaning?
This year.
This year. 今年. Followed by?
も.
The particle meaning also. This year also? Please be kind to me. So please be kind to me this year also. Now again, dozo yoroshiku onegai shimasu. This is an expression, and we're doing our best to interpret it, but it can mean different things at different times. Here, we're giving you the general nuance. Please be kind to me, or this year, let's continue to maintain a good relationship.
Yes.
Make things better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a great year together. The response to this is?
こちらこそどうぞよろしくお願いします。
Same here. Please be kind to me. Now, way back in some of the beginner lessons, we gave you this expression, こちらこそ, which we translate as same here. Now, the literal Japanese is こちら, this direction, and こそ, which emphasizes what it's attached to. And here it's attached to this direction. And when we refer to people, we use こちら. So, same here, followed by
どうぞよろしくお願いします.
This is a very typical exchange between
in any occasion. Friends, colleagues, business partners.
Yeah.
Any situation.
But this exchange is a bit formal, right?
Yes, it's very polite.
Now, if you met your family, what would you say to them?
Yes, you use the same expression for your family, too.
So this is a one-stop shop. Everything is right here.
Yes.
This is the tools you need to wish everybody around you a Happy New Year.
Yes. There are other variations, but you can just stay on this one, and you'll never get in trouble using this.
There it is. Now, you might be able to get away with dropping the gozaimasu.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like a less formal situation.
Mm-hmm.
Akemashite omedetou.
Yes.
And then no one can forget what Alpha Male taught us last year. Do you remember that, Natsuko-san?
Yeah, I remembered it just now.
I think Yoshi-san could give us those. Now, there's a kind of a shortened version.
Akeome.
Which is a really short version of
Akemashite omedetou.
And then there's also
Kotoyoro,
which is short for
Kotoshimo yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
I think we see a lot of this mobile messages.
Emails and things like this.
Yes.
Text message.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's troublesome to, you know, get your thumb.
Yeah, get the whole thing. Akemashite omedetou.
But actually, they have that in the set phrases. Maybe people don't know
about
that. Oh, yeah.
They do.
But yeah, it is quite common to see this. Get a text message. Akeome. Kotoyoro. So just another one. Now, this was, again, last year introduced by the Alpha Male.
I think if you want to be casual, you'd better use Akemashite omedetou and Kotoshimo yoroshiku.
Yeah, I think that's a bit safer.
Yeah, and don't abbreviate it further.
But then again, I think if you're saying it as a foreigner, it might be really funny.
Yeah, funny.
You right. know, like I think, well, again, not in the business meeting or with your, you know, business partners in yeah. Japan, but in a social situation.
Yeah, just for fun.
I think, yeah, you'd get a laugh out of a few people.
Mm-hmm. They'll be surprised.
Yeah, try it out. Let's see what happens. Again, it's your friendships that are at stake. I'm glad you like that, Natsuko-san. All right. So that is going to do it for today. Again, from everybody here at JapanesePod101.com.
Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu.
Happy New Year. Be back tomorrow.
Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu.
Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu.
Kotoshimo dozo yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Kochira koso dozo yoroshiku onegai shimasu.